Bury me in the H.
Live from the Mokarem Injury Lawyer Studios, Sports Radio 610 presents The Drive with Sterner and Hughley.
All right, welcome back in. As I'm seeing here on the text line, here, Clint, a lot here. Lance is almost lost every time out. Lance is for sure washed, somebody texted in.
Well, the sample size is getting bigger, and the outlook for him to be helpful in any way, I think, is diminishing. I think it's fair to say. I
feel like it really jumped up over the weekend.
With Lance, it's not necessarily the struggles, because we've talked about it. I mean, 900 plus days away from the game, what the hell do you expect? But if you can't throw strikes, we all know. Look, I mean, that gets stuck all in my crawl. But at the end of the day, if you're in the second inning and we're knocking on 50 pitches, yeah. I mean, you just can't help us. He's not a guy that can get away with not throwing strikes ultimately. And look, I'm not going to sit here and pretend. I know I read some of the stuff about. You know, the fastball's not there to make the off-speed stuff, to counter the off-speed stuff that he's usually so deadly with and all this. I don't know if that fastball not being there, if that is velocity, is that placement. I don't know what the answer is, but all I know is Lance McCullers, if you can't throw strikes, you're going to have a hard time getting people to chase the big sweepers, getting people to chase your off-speed stuff that is a big part of what you typically rely on. So it's getting to a point with Lance where, you know, you spend so much time worrying about the pitch count and the inability to throw strikes that regardless of the other stuff, you can't win versus good teams if that's the case.
He clearly is not pitching with confidence. I think that's the number one thing is you can kind of see it. Like this is the opposite of Hunter Brown. Hunter Brown is, I'm gonna put it like he may Hunter could probably stand a little bit more thinking through it, because Hunter's not afraid. He will, I mean, 3-2, he'll throw a fastball right down the pipes and say hit it. Lance's issue, and when you start to see him try to nibble, is because he is not at all confident in, I think, the stuff that he has that should be able to play. Like, you can watch Brandon Walter go in there and he doesn't have the stuff that Lance has, but he's more confident to put it in there and trust what the natural movement on his pitches are going to do, trust his fielders. But Lance has lost all confidence right now, and it seems like it's in his head. Like, it seems like Lance is operating, all right, no big innings, minimize the damage. I'm not even going to throw anything that could be hit, you know, for homers or doubles, because I am just trying to, I'm just trying to get the edges and the corners. And he's completely lost to me the confidence you need to be able to pitch. Because at some point, man, yeah, you're going to throw strikes. You're going to throw balls in the strike zone. Your fastball is going to go in the strike zone. Like, Hector Neris almost got out of that one inning late in the game. He's throwing 91 past people.
Yeah.
But throwing it in the zone. So, it is a clear thing that Lance is lacking confidence, which I wouldn't say is a huge surprise when he hasn't really pitched as long as when it's been that long. And he hasn't been pitching in a lot of games. It's 11 starts now for him. I think now, though, it is a realistic question. I see a lot of people kind of talking and saying this, having this conversation. It's probably a realistic spot where we are, where, all right, now how much longer are you going to run him out here? Are you going to have to make decisions? Because if he's going to pitch with this level of lack of confidence throw and eat your bullpen up like he does because he's trying to be so fine with his pitches, that you're going to have to make a decision.
Well, I think you run Lance McCullers out there until the end of the season. I think you run him out there. The thing to me is I think he's putting them in a position where they've got to make a move at the deadline. I mean, that's I mean, look, you're going to continue to run Lance McCullers out there in hopes that he figures this thing out in the right time, and he can definitely help you in some way, shape, or form if he does. But really, I mean, it's coming down to it, and you got to decide whether you're going to make a move or not for starting pitching. And right now, you've got a young, unproven Spencer Arrighetti that is promising, but you don't want to put all your eggs in that basket. You got a Hunter Brown that obviously is showing you how fragile it can be when he struggles through the last four outings. And you got Lance McCullers, who has given you no reason to believe that he's going to be a power pitcher, a guy that can pitch in the top three of a rotation come playoff time. He's given you no reason to believe that. So the thing is he's making the decision for the franchise really, really easy. Assuming they're willing to make those moves, which they've been willing to make in the past. Assuming they're willing, he's made it a very clear, I'll say this, it's becoming more and more clear that that's what they need to do.
Yeah, and the interesting thing is, just two starts ago, the 4th of July, he's against the Dodgers, that lineup, and he goes 6 innings, 4 hits, 1 earned run, and the 1 run was a home run. But again, in that one, again, he doesn't trust him. He doesn't trust his fastball because he's got 4 walks in that game to 4 strikeouts. And then the last two games, you know, you Clint, you know, you can't live with 2 2/3 in 3 innings. You can't live with that from your starting pitcher. Now we're talking Zach Greinke 2021 territory in the playoffs. We're like, hey, man, just get us through 3 and maybe Javier or somebody can come in, but no, it's that right there. I do think you're going to have to make a decision if he's going to continue to be afraid to use his fastball. Like, if he's going to continue to run up in there and, hey man, hey, we're just exiting the second inning and Lance has pitched 2 innings and he's up to 41 pitches. Like, we're going to, if that's going to be the continue to be the thing, I do think you're going to have to potentially look at other spots. But yeah, Lance is struggling, and it feels like it's starting to get a little bit more louder, the noise is around him from people. Hotel, like, people talk about it feels like it's going to be a loss. I don't know if I'm there yet, but it ain't great. You can tell early.
Well, maybe my expectations weren't fair to begin with, but I think most Astros fans are Lance McCullers fans, and you know the hope is that he comes back and can start and really be a third starter on this team and help us make another run. But the reality of it is that the way it's looking right now, it looks like that may be a long shot. Can he still help the team in some form or fashion? Yeah, I'm sure he can. But whew. Yeah. I mean, it's the bigger the sample size, the less likely it looks like it is.
Yep. All right, we're 2 days away from camp. 2 days away from – the guys are going to report tomorrow, but 2 days away from seeing them on the field, which we will be out there in Sports Radio 610. We'll be covering this like nobody else. We'll be live out there doing shows and covering practice and bringing everything we see back to you. But coming up in a couple of days, we're going to get to see all these guys on the field, including – oddly enough, we talk a lot about the offense and the guys they've added. Well, they've made some moves over on this defensive side as well. And the conversation piece there is, let's take a look at these additions on the defensive side of the ball and who we should be looking at. New guys they've added in free agency or in the draft. We'll discuss that next.